This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This would be the Chicago broadcast of the Mets-Cubs game yesterday.
Okay.
And Joe Girardi joking at Gary Sanchez's expense. Let's hear it.
I believe Gary Sanchez was the fastest in the history of baseball to 50 homers.
That sounds right.
You might be right, because the next year he hit 33.
There was definitely some note. He was the fastest to something.
Not down the base pass, I can tell you that.
There you go.
That's humor. That's fun.
Is it, though, if it's your ex-manager, is it fun, or you say, next time you see him, you go...
Well, he's a catcher. He's not fast. It's not like you're criticizing his ability to catch. Like, if he was saying something about the pass balls, if he was saying something about his framing, his throwing...
Suggesting that he do something, maybe, to improve his game.
But he's slow.
Now, that's offensive.
A slow catcher? Okay.
So?
No, I back Joe. I'm in his corner.
Let's get to the phone line, shall we? 1-800-919-3776. And we'll start with... there's a lot of hockey here, Don.
Really? You're kidding.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Manhattan. What's up, Robert?
Good evening, gentlemen. Nice to hear you. This is aimed at Don. Don, I'm going to ask you a two-part question.
Sure.
I haven't heard the news yet. Has the NHL done anything in the wake of that awful play in Dallas last night? And if they have not, what should the suspension be? Should it extend into next season?
He got a two-game suspension.
Break it down for us, Don, by the way. Break down for people.
This is a disgraceful performance by Dallas. They're down 2-0 in the series, but they're home, and they played well in Game 2, and they were the better team in Game 2. They give up an early goal, and then 30 seconds later, an awful cross-checking penalty. Heinous, you could probably see it, Peter. Awful. Takes a 5-minute game misconduct. He's out for the game, and then they score on the power play to make it 2-0. They give up a goal. Like 50 seconds later, down 3-0, game over. And then the fans start throwing stuff on the ice near the end of the second period. It's really just a disgraceful performance. But Ben got 2 games, and I think that's fair. Now, it's not going to matter, because I think they're going to get swept. They're going to lose tomorrow, so it's not going to matter about the second game suspension. So, no, nothing to spill into next year, but he definitely deserved to get 2. So I think Dallas is done. I do think Carolina can win tonight and force a game 5, but I think Dallas is dead.
Here's Ben responding to it.
No, just, you know, heat of the moment. And like I said, I need to be more responsible with, my body and my stick.
You know what? Stick it. Your stick. Because this is something I didn't mention on my Game Misconduct podcast.
Donnie thinks that he fell.
He didn't talk to the media after the game. Now, I know a lot of fans don't care. Listen, he cost the team the game, essentially. You're the captain of the team. Don't go scurry away into your car and take off. And then the next day, after you had a chance to sleep on it and get all your words right, I was just passion. There's playing with passion, Peter. It's, but then to do something like that is just
Don,
stupid.
I got to describe it, like, properly. He literally takes the player out, who loses footing and then starts to fall almost backwards onto the
Mark
ice.
Mark Stone is the
Mark Stone. And as Stone's going down to the ice, backwards basically, once he gets down to the ice, Ben, still skating right next to him, they're basically moving together, just follows him down with his stick and almost pushes it under his throat.
Right.
I mean, it's like a brutal, savage attack.
It's brutal. It's brutal, considering it's a 1-0 game and essentially a must-win situation, and then you don't speak after the game. So now you got your coach and your players all have to answer to you, the captain. Disgraceful performance by Dallas. They can't lose quick enough. Out.
Oh, boy.
And the stupid fans in Dallas throwing stuff. Listen, I know you're frustrated with your team and all that stuff, but the way that they conducted themselves was disgusting. And if that was said earlier, then I would have won. Point God.
Instead of that damn Jarve. All right, let's go to Justin in New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Well, first and foremost, the Dallas Stars should give me my money back for that bet last night.
No, they didn't give
that's
you a chance.
I'll apologize. That's my bad.
It's okay. Now, you know what? I know you can make it up for everyone that took that bet last night. We need a pick for tonight.
All right, do we have Anthony? What's I'm sure the money line's going Florida's way because they're home. So what am I getting if I go Carolina on the money line?
I have Carolina. Florida at 115.
You got Florida at -115. So what's Carolina?
-105. So yeah, yeah. Florida, so no. Slightly.
All right, so it's not. I'll go, and then the under is probably 5.5. How about this for a little parlay for you?
Here we go.
5.5.
Canes
yeah.
and the under.
Canes and the under. All
how
right.
How about that?
It's locked in.
All right.
Now, just remember, Justin, Don was very right on the NBA last night, very wrong on the NHL.
That's right, but what did I guarantee?
A Celtics win, and you got it. And I loved it. Made me feel terrific.
I just think the host of the show, his name is on the show.
Who, Michael Kay?
Yeah, needs to speak with more conviction.
He doesn't like to guarantee things.
Well, especially when he guarantees them. Peter, when you say the Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Final,
mm-hmm.
you're saying guarantee without saying it. So the only reason you're not saying guarantee is because you're weak.
Let's go to... No, you're right.
It went without retort and made me nervous.
No. I was just
like,
going
maybe Don went too far.
What?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's go back to our friend Shaq in Edison. Hey, Shaq.
All right, and Shaq and I had a very nice conversation the other day.
Really?
Saying you need to congratulate Shaq on his new job.
Shaq, congrats on your new job.
Appreciate that, boys. Don, always a class act. Peter, love you.
You got a new job. You got new season tickets. You're rolling right now.
Doing it. Straight doing it. But I want to do a... talk about this Quinn Williams extension in this contract with that's going on.
Yep.
I'm getting really worried about it because all the reports that I'm seeing is saying that they're nowhere close and haven't been worked out yet. And I know there's still time, but I think this has got to get done. And I wanted to know that you guys' opinion on it because I feel like, and it's not his responsibility, I totally get it, but I feel like Aaron Rodgers has so much sting, so much clout right now that he should just walk into the front office and be like, listen, he's the best player on the defense. We got to get him signed.
And
I think they would do it.
But I don't think it even has to get that far. People get freaked out because it's May and the players were on the field. That's a voluntary workout. All that basically was, guys, was just a show. Hey, here's Aaron Rodgers. When we get close to camp, when you get to the 11th hour, Shaq, they're going to get it done. They've got the cap space. They need to bring him back. Why would you mess around with your best defensive player, like you said, and you go out and you get Aaron Rodgers? They got to make this work. So how would it work if the one of the top five defenses in football lose their best defensive player, or one of their best defensive players, because I guess Sauce would be considered the best. But still, Shaq, they got to get this done, and they will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got an All-Pro last year. I know that, you know, it's still early technically, but he's literally, like you said, it's Sauce and him. They're the best players on the defense. If you want to win a championship, you need Quinnen Williams. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, it doesn't behoove either side. It doesn't behoove him to sit out. It doesn't behoove the Jets to not have him on opening day. It's May. It's May 24th. Shaq, it'll get done. I'm not going to bet you on it because I've already lost a bet to you. But I feel very good that Williams will be there opening night, Monday night football. Don't you worry.
All right, I feel better.
All right.
There you go, Shaq. I wouldn't worry about it either. I feel very comfortable.
Why don't you bet him? You haven't done anything with Shaq.
Yeah,
I'm good. A nice conversation because we're working out the logistics of the tickets.
Right.
But here's the great thing. I don't know if you appreciate this.
I'll try.
Hard tickets.
I love it.
He's not getting anything virtually. He's going to get actual tickets in hand.
Can I tell you what? Okay. Tomorrow, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I love virtual. Love it. Because how else would I have gotten the tickets?
You
got
to go to will call.
It's terrible. You show up to TD Garden. There's 15,000 drunk Boston fans everywhere. You're going to will call. You don't know where you're going. I've only been to the building like six times. You know what I mean? Like, it's a pain. However, season tickets or like well in advance, oh, give me a hard ticket.
Yeah.
There are days when it is so annoying remember when we were trying to get into the Jets game, there are situations where you just wish you just had the ticket in your wallet, you pulled it out, and you walked inside. It's one of those times where technology is both great and can be completely brutal. Let's go to some Dick in Manhattan. Hey, Dick. Dick?
Hi, Peter. Hi, Don.
Hi, Rich.
I got a dead or alive for you guys.
Okay. Say the name and I'll hit
probably
the button.
Somebody that's 100.
No, she's up there or was up there.
Oh, holy. Okay. Kind of gave it away.
Who is it?
No. June Lockhart.
June Lockhart, would you say?
Lassie's mother. She was, you know, Lassie.
Lassie, the Lassie's owner.
Yeah, the owner.
Because if it was Lassie's actual mother...
No, I didn't mean dead. That.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so Lassie was what? Maybe early 60s. She was probably in her 30s at the time.
Lassie?
No.
The mother.
The mother.
Okay, got it.
So she's probably, what, 32, 33, which back then was like 53 today.
Right.
And it's early 60s. So that's she's probably in the late 80s. I'm going to say she's very much still with us.
Yeah, she's 92. Still going.
Yeah, good.
The Tampa Bay Blue Jay game, that's a disgrace. First of all, Major League Baseball should not allow position players to pitch. Now, but they thought they were slick. This is what they did yesterday, Tampa. They were down 10-1, and they used two relief pitchers, one for seven pitches, the other for 11 pitches, one inning each, because they didn't want to overuse the bullpen. And then in the eighth inning, they took the first baseman and let him throw. He gave up 9 runs or 8 runs. That's ridiculous. They should have kept the two relief pitchers that they had in, but they didn't want to waste pitches.
Right.
And that's a fraud. That is the worst thing you can do. That's like teams tanking. People paying and watching Major League non-pitchers throw the ball to batting practice. No good. Major League Baseball has to do something. Maybe only allow it in an extra inning game when you're totally strapped for pitching. And that's out of necessity, not because you're just trying to kill off.
Are there any tweaked? What exactly is the rule now? It's got to be X amount of runs after the seventh inning. So they've toyed with it, Richard. But you don't want to forfeit the game, Peter, because fans paid for tickets. Now, that game was in Tampa, so basically the building's empty. But
I can't agree, though. Because, Don, you don't want to be forced to waste pitchers.
Right. And you don't want to forfeit, right? Because again, if I'm a Blue Jay fan, I might be having a good time watching these guys launch the ball all over the
place. So your options are waste a pitcher or offend, no offense, Richard, old-timey baseball fans. I'm going to go ahead and lose 20-1. I'm going to offend the old-timey. Because guess what, Don? Last time I checked, that loss 20-1 is the same as losing 6-1, but you saved a pitcher. Or two.
Yeah.
Or
so
three.
I what's disgraceful about it? That the final score was 20-1? Well, the Rays, they had position players pitching, so what are you supposed to do? And the Blue Jays, why should I forfeit my at-bat? Why should I purposely strike out to save you the embarrassment? That's on my... If I got a chance to get a cheap home run, I'm taking it.
Yankees in a delay with the Orioles right now.
I went to feed the meter, and it felt like it was 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, it was really dark, huh?
Well, no, I walked out. I was like, wait a minute, it's not December. Where's the brilliant sunshine we got earlier? Black clouds.
Oh, no.
So enjoy yourself.
Kind of like the clouds that came in over Miami last night, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then we'll travel around them.
They're going to be hovering over them until... Don, here's what I want. Of course, like I got to make up for last year's finals game. That was brutal. That was a tough loss.
No, you're owed a win.
So I want to have a great time tomorrow to lead right into the Memorial Day weekend. And then Saturday, I'm going to go do the WWE Night of Champions kickoff show in the afternoon in Stamford. And then I'm going to luxuriate, get some beach time, hopefully, if the weather's nice enough. And then Saturday night, can you imagine just settling in for that game six? I think it might even get your attention. Are you in?
Oh, yeah. Especially with the, you know, that for Michael to be dead wrong.
Yeah. So now, so you're,
no offense to you, I want you to be happy, but
you're
I
committed
want Michael
now.
To be miserable.
Yeah. That's, I know how you do it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-919-3776. You choose the topic. Jared in Jackson. What's up, Jared?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, first of all, I don't really watch on TV much, so I watched today, and Don, you do kind of flick your pen a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's a big,
he's a huge,
there's no doubt about it.
That was never in question.
No.
It's psychotic behavior.
The question is why,
and why does the person care?
It is iconic. Yeah, exactly. Now my question was for Peter. When, if the Celtics actually do make the finals, what do you think the odds are that they win it?
Not good. I would say if they were to somehow come all the way back and then have to deal with Denver, who would have home court, I believe, right?
Good question.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Pretty sure. We can double check that.
No, they wouldn't.
All right, there you go.
No, they wouldn't.
I don't know. Yeah.
There you go.
So the Celtics would have home court, and be coming off of this after Denver's been waiting for so long, though, that it almost hurts them. Don, I don't know. I think the Celtics would be plus 250, something like that.
Yeah, probably. But then you look at like what the Red Sox did. Now, it's apples to wrenches. I get it. But when the Red Sox came back from 3-0 down, they just ran right through the Cardinals in the World Series. Like, the momentum was just unstoppable. So does that factor into it? Like, I think the Nuggets would be the favorites because I think they've been the best team. They've been dominant. But if you're that kind of a machine that comes back from 3-0 down, yeah, that would scare me a little bit if I were Denver.
Yeah, that's a good question, Jared. I wouldn't love their situation there, although I'd obviously be thrilled with it, because no matter what, now you're just fantasizing about making history. You know, that's the hard part, though, Don. Imagine, I always thought about that, if in 04 the Red Sox had then lost the World Series.
You know, a lot of people thought that the curse of the Bambino was them not being able to beat the Yankees in a big spot. The curse was still alive going to the World Series, Peter.
Right.
If they had lost to the Cardinals, there's still the curse.
Yeah, the curse was
they
not...
They had to follow it up. Now, here's what hurt. Well, no, it wouldn't hurt that much because if they end up going seven, what, game seven would be when? Saturday would be Monday. Memorial Day.
Memorial.
And that is, what day is that? The 29th? You'd still have to wait till, what, when's the final start?
Well, they said that there could have been a 9-day layoff, right? So that means there'll still be 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, so at least you have a little momentum still going for you, right?
Let's go to Don and Thomas in Queens. What's
Hi,
up, Thomas?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Tom, what do you got?
Hey, I got a question for Don. I know he's said that.
All right, we're going to let Thomas go,
no.
But I did see that Thomas wanted an ice pick. Will the Panthers sweep, and will they score under 3 goals, I think he was asking?
Yeah, basically they want to know, Don, if the Panthers are going to have 3 goals tonight, because you could bet, obviously, on FanDuel how many goals a team has.
This just feels like it's going to be like a 1-0, 2-1 game. I don't feel very comfortable because there's those empty nets that kind of mess it up. But if you wanted to go Panthers on the money line less than three, or if you just want to go less than three and not even bet the money line, just that they're going to score less
Panthers
than three
under
goals.
Panthers under 3 goals.
Yeah, I like that because I think the Hurricanes are winning tonight, so I would bet the Panthers under 3. So I'm glad we were able to get some information to them.
Let's go to Trevor in North Carolina. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, how's it going, Peter? How's it going, Don?
What's up?
Not much. I was calling because there was a caller earlier that mentioned, rivalries and teams that they hate it and everything with the Yankees. And yes. No one brought up the Astros.
Well, it's only a postseason thing with the Astros, right? Because they're not battling for the same real estate. The Astros That's are still true. Hated. They're still rivals, but that doesn't come up till the postseason. When they play in the regular season, I guess it kind of means something because you don't like them, but it really doesn't matter as much as the Rays, the Orioles, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, because you're in the same division. You got to finish ahead of them. But I don't think anybody that loves the Yankees has any love for the Astros.
Yeah, that's true. And I honestly didn't really think about that whole thing, like postseason, regular season. But like, I was just sitting thinking, like, you know, I don't so much hate the Blue Jays. You know, I kind of wish Vlad was on the team. But like, you know, it just when I heard that, I was like, oh man, like the Astros are the worst team.
Yeah,
like, there's just no way you can kind of like. It's like you wish they got punished harder for the cheating thing.
I know.
You know, you wish that like there's just. Something that happened to him, but it's like
No, I hear you.
They got caught and kind of
Listen, I still because Altuve's back, I believe, but they're playing great.
Dominic, I'm sorry, I hate to cut you off. I got to hear what Vinny has to say. I don't want to talk about the Astros. Vinny, you don't think the Ben cheap shot was as bad as others? I think he was underpunished.
Done. Tell him what happened in 93 to Pierre Turgeon with Dale Hunter.
That's one of the worst in history.
So if you got to go back that far and that egregious, that answers our question. What Ben did was ridiculous, but at least it was during play.
I 100% agree with you. What he did was ridiculous, but a lot of guys at my job are talking today is, oh, that's this, that. That's nothing
to compare. No. Vinny, listen, I wouldn't. Vinny, you shouldn't go. Let me warn you of this.
Yeah.
If you bring up Dale Hunter and Pierre Turgeon, you can't then follow it up with that's nothing compared to. That's already a high bar.
Yeah.
That was I would not. If they'd called 5 to 10 game suspension, I wouldn't have hated it. That was really brutal stuff.
No, it was very brutal. And it just came at an awful time for Dallas, too. Down a goal, down 2-0 in the series. But listen, the Hunter play was after Turgeon won the game. The game was over.
Well, that's
attacked.
It's basically as bad as any. It's comparable to the boxers who knock the opponent out when the match is over.
It's as awful
a thing as you can see in sports. Yankees in a delay right now. Mets underway shortly in Chicago. I will be joining you from Boston tomorrow for Game 5 of that series, and we will be joining you at 3 p.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN. And yes.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.